Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's precious and worthy name. Once again, we want to take today's broadcast to affirm our commitment to the Word of God, to the truth of God, and to the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. As mentioned on earlier broadcast, after over 25 years on this radio station, we will conclude our ministry on this station at the end of this year. We have reevaluated our stewardship and have decided to invest in our outreach in another direction. But we just want to confirm, to reaffirm with you, our listeners, our solid commitment to the Word of God. And though we're changing our direction of outreach, we have not altered our position or our commitment to the eternal Word of God and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ during these 25 years and well over 5,000 broadcasts. We are committed to the Bible, as we always have been, the inspired and inerrant truth of the living God. We're committed to all that it teaches, including the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Son was unique. He came to this world being the eternal God by the door, the miracle of the virgin birth. Being such a unique man, being such a God come from heaven, he was able to live apart from sin. And yet when he died on the cross, he died as our substitute, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And thus he bore our sin in his own body, his holy soul being poured out for us. The reason that was necessary, that he be crucified, buried, resurrected, ascended, and glorified, where he now sits as our advocate and high priest, the reason that was necessary because man is incapable of saving himself. Man is a sinner by nature, by choice, and by practice. Man is spiritually dead to God and therefore incapable of improving himself. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. And you hath he made alive who were dead in sin, dead to God. And therefore, we who meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at the Gospel Chapel, being committed to the inspired and inerrant an infallible Word of God, believe that salvation comes through the Lord Jesus Christ and through Him alone. We find that it is offered to all men, but it only benefits those that accept it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, His unique Son, the darling of His bosom, that whosoever would believe upon Him, trust Him, receive Him, commit themselves to Him, should have eternal life, should know their sins are forgiven and be able to rejoice in a sins forgiven and a promised home in heaven. It's offered through faith in Christ and through faith in Christ alone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Beloved, salvation is found in a person, not in a church, not in church membership, not in religion, not in the ordinances, and we believe and practice baptism and the Lord's Supper, which we have every Lord's Day. But salvation is not in these things. It's not in good works. It's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a complete and an eternal salvation found in Him and in Him alone. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Friend, if you don't have eternal life, if you don't know that you have eternal life, I beg of you, receive Christ, trust Him, and find salvation in Him and assurance in the Word of God. If we can be of any help, call us. Better still, come and see us at the Gospel Chapel on Sonia Drive, out in the Bellevue community. At the Gospel Chapel, there are no strangers. But bless God, there are a lot of friends you haven't met, and we'd like to meet you just as soon as possible. May the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.